Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Hey, and we're off and running. Thanks, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, on this first day of February. Now, this starts the 28-day period on this radio station where we're not sure if we say February or February. Now, some mornings I will come on and I will say February. And some mornings I will come on and I will say February. So, you know, it'll be different every hour, every day this month. Yeah, I don't know how that... We're so much about language on this station. I really don't know how this got all screwed up. I mean, the word February, if that's how you pronounce it, does have an R in it. But for some reason, it still comes out February. I know 90% of the people listening say February, but I think if you would ask a linguist, the correct pronunciation would be February. That's all I know, but here we are in the month. As I say, sometimes this month I will say February, sometimes this month I will say February. It's kind of like when we come into a new year every year. For the first few weeks of the year, I'll say the new year, 2021, and sometimes I'll say the old year, 2020. It's habit, and it's live radio, but here we are in the month of February, and boy, did February come in like a lion, as they say. Really, January, well, I guess this snowstorm started in January, but the roads are not pleasant this morning. I don't remember any morning in the month of January where the roads were even slightly bad. But they're bad this morning. It takes some navigation to get around. Now, it's not like the old snowstorms we used to get where you could not get around. You can still get around and there are still cars on the road. But it's definitely not good out there this morning, but a lot of people are doing a lot of hard work to get the streets and walkways cleared off this morning. I should have counted on the way here the number of people I saw, or first of all, the number of plows I saw in parking lots and on streets, which were great, and then the number of people I saw out with snow blowers and shovels and all kinds of items trying to get the snow moved. Now, here's what I want to say about getting the snow off your sidewalks. I pass by a lot of businesses driving down Center Street, and I'm not going to say which business did this. And maybe I'm just completely out of the times, because I passed by one business, and, you know, they had one of those snow blowers that's kind of like a lawnmower that you push. And they were pushing that snowblower down the sidewalk, and of course it just spits the snow out of the side, and it kind of goes like a loop. It's kind of fun to watch somebody snowblow that way. And then I went maybe a quarter mile up the road, and I saw somebody out there with what looked to be, it looked like one of those leaf blowers that people use in the summer to blow leaves out of their yard, and they were blowing the snow off the sidewalk with that. Now, I don't know if it was a leaf blower or if they make snow blowers that way. Does anybody know? Do they make, are there, I'm sure there are different kinds of snow blowers. I used to work at Sears many years ago, but I did not work in lawn and garden. I saw many snow blowers sold over the years, but I never sold anybody a snow blower because I worked over in the electronic and appliance department. But are there two different types of snow blowers? One where you actually push the thing and the snow goes flying out the side, and then the other one that kind of looks like a leaf blower, where you're just kind of blowing it off the sidewalk. That seems much more difficult. Maybe it's just a more inexpensive model. And you know the other thing I worry about, or think about with snowblowers, and maybe this is just my curiosity kicking in. If there is ice under the snow? Does it break up the ice? Does it move the ice? Because sometimes that snow is really compacted the closer you get to the ground. And sometimes there's a sheet of ice under it. I don't know if there is this morning or not. Last night I went out and walked kind of late. It was probably close to 9 o'clock when I went out and walked around my neighborhood last night. And of course it had not been shoveled. But I don't think there was any ice under anything. It was just kind of slushy snow. So this storm might not have seen any ice with it. And that could be because really the temperatures have not gotten all that low. I think this morning I was coming in, I think the temperatures were still 25. So we've been hovering between 25 and about 39 since Saturday when the snow started. So that could be why we don't have a lot of ice, because of this compacted snow. But in any event, here we are. Does anybody know anything about snowblowers? I'd be interested to know. Do they break up any ice? Is there any type of snowblower that will go in there and break up ice or move the snow around or do anything of that nature? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Or did this guy just have an old-fashioned snowblower, or was it actually a leaf blower? I would love for somebody, because I think that these people who have these snow blowers, especially the ones that you push, where snow just goes flying out the side, I think people love to use those things. And I would just love to have somebody come over and just blow out my walkway and driveway every morning that we have snow, which actually here in Ohio is not as often as it used to be. Like I say, here we are in early February, first day of February. This is really the first morning that we would have needed something like this whole winter season, which started back on December 21st. And we were getting snow in November last year, but it was just dustings. And really, this is not, I don't know what the accumulation is this morning, but it's not huge for a two-day snow that started Saturday night. I mean, it's really not a high accumulation. I always look on my back table, because I still have my, what do you call them, patio table? Outside table. I leave that out all year round. And on the top of that table is where I can usually tell how much snow has fallen, because it just accumulates on the top of the table and there never seems to be any blowing on top of the table. So I can really tell how much snow has hit the ground. And I looked at it this morning and it looked like maybe 3 inches. Maybe between 3 and 4 inches. Has anybody listened to any of the meteorologists down in Columbus this morning to let us know how much snow fell over the weekend? Does anybody know? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what they are rating the snow accumulations at this particular point for this past weekend? And here's another thing with the snow. And we talk about this every time there's a snow, but it really is comical because it did not used to be this way. These weather people, and I don't know if it's the people who run these television stations, because radio really doesn't treat it this way. And internet really doesn't treat it this way. It just seems to be television. But do people who run these television stations, like, you know, the ones out of Columbus, but it's the same way in Cleveland and Cincinnati and Dayton and Lima and Indianapolis, it's the same way everywhere. When there is a snow, they treat it like somebody has been murdered. It is breaking news. They're running crawls on the bottom of the screen, and they are starting to tell you this snow is coming like 2 days before. I saw an advertisement. It must have been Friday night, so 24 hours before the first snowflake fell, from one of these stations, just advertising how this storm was going to be awful. It was going to be the first big accumulation of the season, and it was going to make for treacherous driving and all kinds of things. And I wonder if they ever feel a little embarrassed when they miss it. because they've missed it a lot lately. It doesn't seem like their accumulations and our accumulations are exactly right. Now, with this storm, I don't know. Because to be honest with you, I did not watch the full news report on Friday. So I really don't know what they were predicting for this area. I don't know what the models were, and I don't know what the final accumulation was, but they amp up these storms to the effect to where I think they scare people into the grocery store. And if you went to the grocery store anywhere in Ohio on Saturday, you would have thought that it was Christmas again, or Thanksgiving. These stores were packed over the weekend. And again, I don't understand it. It's like the toilet paper thing, and it's been going on for years. People go in and buy bread and milk. To the fact that the grocery stores in Marion had run out of whole milk as of yesterday. Now, I know there was still some 2% on the shelf in certain places, but certain grocery stores had run out of whole milk by last night. Now, why do people go buy bread and milk in a snowstorm? That's the only time that happens. You know, back during the pandemic, people bought bread and milk, but it wasn't like a snowstorm. So why do people think that bread and milk is going to get them through a snowstorm? I don't understand this at all. Because I think the theory is that you're going to be snowed in. And if you're going to be snowed in, wouldn't you buy something that had a long expiration date, or that you didn't need to refrigerate to keep good? Because if your refrigerator goes out or you lose electricity in a storm, your milk is going to spoil after a certain amount of time if it's not refrigerated. And I don't know how many people are running coolers in their house during a snowstorm. So the bread and milk thing will forever baffle me, because I think the shelf life of milk is about 2 weeks. I think it's about 2 weeks. And bread, probably not even that long. I don't know what the shelf life of bread is, but I don't think it's 2 weeks. I think you'll start to get some mold on your bread if you don't eat it within 2 weeks. So if you really did get snowed in, what are you going to make with bread and milk? Because there doesn't seem to be a run on any other item. So does anybody know the answer to this? I'm always interested to hear either the answer or the thought behind bread and milk. I would think more people would buy canned food. Maybe canned food, maybe food you didn't have to use a stove or a microwave to cook in case your electric did go out. I would think those would be the food you would be buying, like things you could eat right out of the box or right out of the can, like fruit. You know, a canned fruit would be a good thing. You don't have to warm it up. It's good for you to some degree. It does have that syrup on it if it comes out of a can. But hey, in a snowstorm, it fills your stomach up. It's in a can, so it will last for a long time. Why do people go for bread and milk? What is it they are eating with bread and milk? Or is it really not that we're having a snowstorm? Is it kind of like the toilet paper thing? Everybody else is buying it, so we must buy it. Is that what's going on with bread and milk? Somebody has to have a guess on this. Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And the kicker to this whole thing about bread and milk, just to bring this portion of the program to an end, the kicker to the whole bread and milk thing, to be honest, is that when is the last time we had a snowstorm where you could not get out of the house for days? When is the last time we had a snowstorm that shut down the grocery stores? When is the last time that we had a snowstorm where you couldn't even get out of the house for a day? it really doesn't happen anymore. You know, we have so many plows in the city of Marion. We have so many private plowing companies. We have that stuff that they spray on the road now, and stuff is a bad word to use, but it's not exactly sold anymore. It's a treatment that they put on the road that I believe does melt snow and ice below 32 degrees, which most salts do not. I'm not sure what time frame we're living in where you will not be able to get out of your house and you will not be, the grocery stores will be closed. That doesn't happen. I think the last time that even remotely happened probably was the blizzard of 78, which people still talk about, but that's been more than 40 years ago now. What, 43 years ago now that happened? So I don't know if people are thinking back to that. And even that didn't go on for days and days and days. I mean, it went on for a little bit. And I'm not sure, did the grocery stores close in town during the blizzard of 78? Did anybody live in Marion during the blizzard of 78 and remember how long you had to be housebound? Or remember how long the roads were bad? Or remember how long, if the stores did close, how long they were closed? There certainly were a lot fewer grocery stores back in those days. I know the blizzard didn't happen, I think, until early March of 1978. But does anybody remember how long things closed, or if they were closed? I don't remember. That was a little bit before my time to remember things. So does anybody have any thoughts on the blizzard of 78? A good snow always makes me think of that. Now, we did have the storm, I believe it was in 2008, that actually had more snow than the blizzard of 78. But I think the drifting was not as bad. And again, by the time 2008 came around, we just had better ways to treat the roads. We had better communication with cell phones. We had this new treatment that goes on the roads. So even though things pretty well came to a halt on that Saturday, and I remember the snowstorm was on a Saturday, by Sunday night, you know, everything was still, you could go out and get around again. And I don't think the stores ever closed. Other things did, but the stores certainly did not close. 740-383-9944, if you got any memories of this. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
We're talking about the snows.
What? Yes.
The blizzard, what? Blizzard was in 77, right? 76, 77.
I think 78, but I'm not... Yeah.
No, 70, I think 70. Well, anyway, I remember that well. Now, I was working in Marysville, well, east, the Honda plant, okay? Let's put that. It's not really in Marysville. But anyway, I was working 12 hours a day. So we was pouring concrete, and, you know, that came in like a blast. I mean, you know, when it came. So anyway, we could see outside the concrete trucks would come in, and we would ask them about the weather out. And, well, you know, everyone that came, we had a number of trucks come. We had a big pour. But anyway, we tried to get our company to let us off a little bit early, you know. So, and but anyway, I lived in New Bloomington at the time. And that storm, when it came in, if of course you probably can't remember, but it came in with a blast, man, I'm telling you. But anyway, I think it took me to about midnight to get home. I got off, I think it's, well, it was late, 7, 8 o'clock in the evening when I got off work. And I had to drive from there to, you know, home. And it back roads was, you know, up 37 and back that way, coming up, and, you know, some country roads up that way. So I took Route 4, followed the concrete, come into Marysville and took Route 4 north to 37, where 37 crosses, four down there. And the further I, well, I followed the concrete truck because the storm so hard and the wind was blowing and you couldn't see. Sometimes you couldn't even see nothing. I mean, beat it all. I drove these roads all the time because that's where I went to work. And I pulled into LaRue. I finally got into LaRue. Would you believe that I got lost in the town of LaRue?
Oh, man.
And I for some reason or other, I got turned around and went back the same way I came. I couldn't see to identify anything to see where it was at. Couldn't see no street signs. You couldn't see no stop signs. The best way you had to travel was by the electric poles along the roads. That was the way you had to. I had to travel, and it took me to midnight to get home. And I run through snowdrifts you wouldn't believe. And my car, it died. I don't know how many times I run them snowdrifts. Well, what am I going to do? Either try to go through them or stop and get snowed in for sure. But anyway, I did. That car would start right back up. Leave it a couple of minutes, and it'd start right back up. And I finally did get home, and I had a garage. I pulled it in, and I opened the hood, and you couldn't even see the motor. It was so full. And I ran it back home like that. And I think it was around midnight when I got home. And I think I stayed in the house, I think, for 3 days, I believe. I lived out there just before you get into town of New Bloomfields on 95 there, beyond the trailer park. And I think I stayed in there for 3 days. But fortunately, everything was off, Scott. Electric was off. Gas was off. You know, if you didn't have no electric, you had no gas, or, you know, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, unfortunately, I had a fireplace. In this big farmhouse out there. Unfortunately, I had a fireplace. And people just had shortwave radios and so on and so forth and sat there and listened to the radio and the people was in trouble. They couldn't go. Well, you couldn't go nowhere because, you know, the snow was some places was just outrageous and high, deep. And I stayed in that farmhouse for, I think it was three to four days. Cover like that before he got out to do anything. And I would get out long enough to go to get wood in, you know, burn the wood up. The wood was outside a little ways there, just, you know, not very far. But anyway, I'd go outside and come back. I had to see two rooms fastened off for, or three rooms, a bath and a bathroom. Of course, that had no water, got out electric, about anything. And it was actually colder in the house than it was outside. Now, that you think it don't get cold in a house, you let it come a blizzard and ain't got no heat in it, and you find out how cold it is. But I stayed in that for, I think it was almost a week, 3 or 4 days anyhow. And the train came to New Bloomington to pick up people to take back into town. People that didn't have no heat whatsoever, they had to do something, man, because you freeze to death if you don't eat. Nobody could get to you. Only thing that moved was snowmobiles. There's somebody around close to you or in the neighborhood. If you got any transportation, it was a snowmobile. That was about the only thing that was moving. There were no snowplows, no nothing. And the train was the only thing that was moving. Them snowdrifts would get 10, 15 feet high, man. I mean, you ain't gonna get through that. I mean, not even a snowplow. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
Route 95 was closed for I don't know how long.
Now, did the grocery stores close at that time?
They might have not. I don't know. I didn't go to any, but if they did open, nobody'd get to them. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So basically a drive that normally would, your drive home, would take about 20 minutes on a normal day, took 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it didn't let up. It didn't snow all that long, but the wind, They plow, when they got to a plow, they plow a road out for a few miles. The time they come, when they turn around and come back, it's closed. It's about closed again. They had to plow it again. So, you people that got out then, for I think maybe 3 days, at least 3 days, they got stranded somewhere. But they nobody got out. They just, you know, I lived out on State 95 right there. And the only thing that moved, I had a radio, battery radio, I could listen to people wanting stuff, needing stuff, and the only way they got it was a snowmobile. Now that's how bad it was. And even to the train, came to New Bloomington to pick people up to bring back into town. That's the only way you got into town, was on the train. But I didn't get, I didn't have to go because I hibernated in the house. But there was a number of people that they boarded the train and came back to town. I don't know where they brought them to, whatever. But now, if people can remember that, that was a devastated few days, I'm telling you, because I remember it. I was in it, and I lived through it. And me and my family had two kids and a wife, and we stayed in that house with a fireplace. We kept warm in that one particular, well, there were two particular rooms, bedroom, and they were close together. And I had to have a fire though all night, buddy. You didn't let the fire go out. If you didn't have wood, you were hurting.
Now,
you were plain hurting because you didn't have no heat, no any other way.
Now, when it comes to this whole bread and milk thing, so what were you eating during this time?
Well, see, we could fix stuff on the fireplace. You could warm stuff on the fireplace. You could warm it up. If you didn't have any other way, the fireplace was good. I mean, hey, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you'd eat stuff. We had potatoes. We would bake potatoes and had canned stuff we had to warm up. But for us cooking something from scratch, well, that would be pretty tough. Bread, of course, bread ain't going to run, or milk, it'll freeze. But I don't remember how that worked, but we ate quite a few potatoes and stuff like that we could warm up on the fireplace.
Well, this is what I don't understand, because like you just said, in what was a pretty bad snowstorm or drifting storm, your electric was out, your power was out, so I don't know, bread and milk would not have done you a whole lot of good.
No, not really. But people nowadays, of course, we ain't had a snowstorm, we ain't had nothing like that since. I mean, nothing like that bad. But we don't have to get a very big snowstorm. It's the wind that blows it around, and it was so cold. If it's cold, it ain't going to freeze. It'll take up and get pretty hard, the snow will, but it blows that snow. It's according to which way the wind was coming, but then the blizzard, it come every direction, seemed like. And the snow, I think we got what? Probably, I think, maybe 8 inches of snow. But some places, it'd be, your car would be in, you still wouldn't know it. I mean, that's how deep the snow would get sometimes with the way that wind was blowing. You know, if it had a mound like along the railroad track coming down 95. If you remember, the track is higher than the road. Maybe, what, 3-4 feet, maybe? Well, on the north side of that, man, you didn't even know where the road was at. So that's how deep the snow would get, pretty well all the way down through there. So if you had a low place that the wind, go over top, that was level then. You didn't know where the snow drift or what it was.
Well, no. So this has been now, this blizzard of the late 70s has been 42, 43 years ago now. Why do you think in 42 or 43 years, even though we've had snowstorms like the one in 2008,
that had more accumulation. We've never had a situation where people lost electric, people lost gas for days, that people couldn't get out of their house for days. Why do you think that's never happened again in 40 plus years?
Well, I can't answer that. Scott, we could get a deep snow. You know, pretty well deep snow, but the wind is what creates a hazard. If you get a snow very deep, you know, the wind blowing, and it didn't let up, it just blows right on and on and on. You've got a problem then. But you get the snow, and if the wind ain't blowing, they can move that snow. But if the winds are blowing, if it's that deep, they won't get nowhere. Time to get to the end of the street or country road or something, where they went to be covered up again. So it's the wind is what creates the problem. And, you know, there's nothing like the blizzard, because I lived through it, I know. I'm getting pretty old at first. I mean, I've known a lot of snows, but nothing like that one. So, but I can tell you about the blizzard. I mean, I was in it, and I know about it. I drove in it before it. When it hit, it didn't let up, man. I mean, it came down with a vengeance.
Well, so did that, you know, and this is my story from 2008, and this is why I'll always remember it happened on a Saturday, because I was working at WMRN. And I worked on Saturday mornings. Well, I worked during the week, but I had a show on Saturday mornings from 6 in the morning until 9 in the morning. And I would be on from 6 to 8 on Saturday morning doing a talk show, and then from 8 to 9 I would do tradio on Saturday morning. And what happened that particular Saturday, because I was always in the building all alone, because on Saturdays I was the only one who came in that early. The other people came in later in the day. I'd come in and record the news. I usually came in about 5 o'clock. I'd record the news. I'd record the obituaries. I'd record the weather. And then I would go on the air at 6. And the day before, we started getting ideas that there was going to be this big snow starting Friday night. So, of course, I would normally go to bed early on Friday nights so I could get up, you know, by like 4 o'clock on Saturday morning so I could be at the station by 5. Well, I was nervous because I thought, what if I get snowed in? Because they were talking about feet of snow. And I said, I thought the roads are not going to be plowed at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I thought, what if I can't get there because I'm the only one who shows up on Saturday morning? What's going to happen? So I could not sleep. And I just kept looking out the window all night, and no snow was starting. And I couldn't sleep. So finally, about 3 o'clock in the morning, I started to notice the snow was just starting to fall, 3 a.m. Saturday morning. So I thought, you know what? I'm just going to get up, get dressed, and go in now. So I went in. Roads were totally clear. Everything was fine. I went in and recorded the news, obit, did all what I needed to do. And by 6 o'clock, the roads were starting to get treacherous. So all these, that's how fast it was coming down. And I think that's one of the problems with that storm, is it came down so fast. I started to get all these calls and cancellations from, you know, churches and bowling leagues and all this. And so basically that morning from 6 until 9, that's pretty well what I did. Gave weather reports, told people about cancellations. So 9 o'clock rolls around. Now, I've been there since 3, and it's been snowing since about 3, and now it's 9 o'clock. And it's snowing heavy, and it's still snowing. Now, I was driving a Honda Civic at that time, little tiny car. So I go out to the parking lot, and I thought, I got to get home quick. And it was already awful. And I thought, in my idea, I thought, you know, maybe I should get on 23 instead of trying to drive through town. Because if I try to drive through town, I'm going to get stuck. So I get on 23. And it was a white mess. You couldn't see anything. And it's a level, I think it was a level 3, where you're not supposed to be on the roads. But usually they do let radio people on the roads because we're giving weather updates and things like that. So I get on the road, and I get on 23, and this is how bad it was. I only needed to be on 23 from Williamsport Road to the 95 exit. And I could not see where 23 ended and where the grass started. You couldn't see anything. So I drove off the side of 23. But, you know, it was so, the snow was built up, so basically I just drove into a snowbank. And thank goodness I'm sitting there maybe 5 minutes and I see a police car, because the police were out heavy that morning. And I get out and I tell the officer, I said, I think I'm stuck. And he said, forget it. Leave your car. Come back tomorrow and get it. Get in the car. I'll take you home. So I got in the car, and he's driving me home. He's driving me the rest of the way of 23. And then, you know, there I lived in an apartment on 95 at that time. So he's driving me home, and I can tell he's wondering why I'm out in this, because it's awful. And he says to me, he goes, he wasn't saying it, but I thought, I'm just going to tell him why I'm out in this, because I'm going to have to come get my car tomorrow and this whole thing. So I say to him, I say, you know, I just want to let you know the reason that I'm out this morning is, you know, I work at the radio station, and that's where I was coming from. And he says, I know, I've been listening to you all morning. So I thought, well, that was nice.
He probably knew he was coming home
at it, probably. He probably did come to check and see if I made it home okay. The police are good that way. I mean, he really did. He took me home and told me to come get the car the next day when the snow had cleared up. Very nice guy.
Yeah. Well, you know, Scott, if we get we ain't had no heavy snow. See, during the blizzard, you know, we had the snow blowed around so, and you could plow it off, and then, well, if you're uptown or someplace, you plow the street. They ain't got no place to put it. You get out around the parking lots now, here a little later on, you look at the snow piles, and they ain't got no place to put the snow to get it off the parking lots. Most of them, I can see over here, I'm pretty close to the cable, Tidewater Cable. He got a pile of snow where you wouldn't believe in the streets and the parking lot still snow. And he ain't got no place to put it unless he plows it up into the parking and leaves it. So, and get back, you know, this kind of weather here, it's not all that cold out, really. And he was talking about snow blowers a while ago. I'm pretty old. I love to get out, but, you know, you got to consider you're old. You better be careful. And I got a snow blower. I'd love to get out if the snow is not wet. Now, if it's dry, oh, man, I could plow snow. You wouldn't believe that thing would blow snow. You wouldn't believe. And I'll plow a couple of blocks here every time it snows. And I'm just saying, here, I'll get out here pretty soon and come in blowing snow again. I love to do that, but the way that winds are blowing, it may not do a whole lot of good, but I'll still blow it, and, you know, maybe it'll stay off. So, and it's supposed to snow off and on, and the wind blowing off and on all day, so it's going to be a bad day for, it's just to start the week. I feel for these people. My son, he's got to drive to Curtington, I think, this morning to work, and it'll be pretty testy drive. But I don't think it's froze like they said it was going to. I don't believe. You probably some sweet spot. But I don't think it froze. If a road has been salted pretty heavy, it's not froze. You got snow in it probably, but if it's been salted, you got very much of that. But one it hasn't, you may have some slick spots this morning. So if you're out driving, which you probably already know, it's probably slickest places.
You know, thank goodness, I think it's just mostly slushy this morning, but there are places where it's a little slick, but thank goodness not a sheet of ice or anything like that. And, you know, I always tell people this, because people don't think about this, but people get stuck in the snow, and one of the best things you can keep in your car to get unstuck is cat litter.
Yeah.
If you get stuck in the snow, if you get out and put cat litter underneath your back tires,
yep,
it'll give it enough traction to get you loose.
Yep. Well, back in the blizzard, you're talking 40 years ago. Well, I was young. I didn't care. I just go right on through the snow and get out and monkey around the snow. But now, when you get older, there's a lot of things that you won't do that you did back when you were young. But you ain't old enough to care too much about that weather. You go. But it's going to be kind of a miserable couple of days here, I think, until this wind quits blowing and and move some of the snow. They ain't going to do too much moving snow with the way the winds are blowing, because they ain't going to do no good. They'll plow the major streets, yeah. But small streets, they won't bother because the wind's going to blow and just cover right back over. So, well, maybe somebody else will get in there and got a tall story to tell, but nobody don't have to tell me about the blizzard of 78.
Well, I appreciate your memories. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, okay. Hey, have a nice day. Stay warm. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Again, talking about the blizzard of 78 and snowstorms in general, because that one in 2008 is the one I remember very well. And I really do implore people. I know we all have AAAs today and things like that, but carry a because it doesn't spoil, carry a bag of just cheap cat litter in your car, in your trunk, especially in the winter. And if you get stuck, I'm not saying it'll work 100% of the time, but if you just put some of that cat litter under your back tires, it will give you traction enough to get out of whatever you're stuck in 9 times out of 10. And it's better than having nothing. Let's put it that way. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 57 minutes past the hour. Again, if the phone lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in. 740-383-9944. Do you have any memories? Of course, we're talking Blizzard of 78. I think it was 78. But if there are other memories, people have moved here from other areas where they've had snowstorms. Any snow memories that you have? And what do you think of the roads out there today? I was out this morning. Now, I don't have to come a whole long way. I just have to come down 95, and then I go down University, and then I go down 309, and of course that turns into Center Street. So I don't have to get on really any other roads than that. But this morning, those roads did not seem awful, but they're worse than they normally are in a small snowstorm. Usually in a small snowstorm, those roads are cleared off very fast. And I even noticed this morning that the Meijer parking lot and the Walmart parking lot have not really been plowed the greatest so far. Now, I'm sure people are out there doing that right now, but they weren't even that well plowed. They'd been plowed, but they were not snow-free. Let's put it that way at this particular point. And apparently the snow is going to continue. Also, does anybody have a snow a total accumulation from this weekend? I'm sure the Columbus channels are giving it every 5 minutes this morning. Has anybody heard what the accumulation of snow was overnight? Interesting to know, because I'm not sure what they were predicting it was and what it ended up actually being. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you have the answers to any or all of these questions. A lot to talk about in hour number two today. We really have just gotten through February, and the snowstorm here. Next hour, we got a lot to talk about. Had a pretty interesting weekend I want to talk to you about, and I also want to talk to you about country music. talk to you about country music. But I'm going to save all that for after the break here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Stay safe. Be back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. For legendary Emmy, best known for his